In the late 1920s, San Angelo was riding tall in the saddle. Thanks, in part, to the West Texas oil boom, the city's population doubled to more than 25,000 in just 10 years. Two new railroad lines also fueled growth, and San Angelo was becoming a regional hub for farming and for ranching. The time was right, the city fathers decided, to build a new city hall, one that would express the dignity and the importance of democratic government. They hired the respected architectural firm of Trost & Trost of El Paso. San Angelo City Hall was completed in 1929. It introduced a new type of architecture to the West Texas landscape, the modern style. Compared to the exuberant ornamentation of most public buildings in the area, it was austere, at least on the outside. City Hall is an assembly of flat-roofed blocks that step upward toward a six-story central tower, which is thick and square. At the four corners of the tower, stylized busts of conquistadors stand vigil. Smooth limestone covers the exterior of the building. Decoration is minimal, with simple cast stone cornices and window spandrels. More ornate are the three French Romanesque arches at the entryway, which frame three sets of heavy paneled doors. The building's imposing exterior conveys authority, but inside, the lobby welcomes with grand flourishes. Columns are faced with marble and topped with colorful painted capitals. Faux wood beams adorn the ceiling. This elegant space opens to an 1,800-seat auditorium, an unusual feature for a municipal building. Here, touring acts from Elvis Presley to Wynton Marsalis have performed from the proscenium stage. It's flanked by tall stained glass windows with round arches. These days, the auditorium hosts the San Angelo Symphony Orchestra and the Civic Ballet Troupe. And because this is West Texas, each velvet-upholstered theater seat is equipped with a wire rack below to hold a cowboy hat.